is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. U.S. military moves in the Middle East. A guided missile submarine and the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier group are headed that way. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon reports it comes as Israel faces possible retaliation on two fronts.
The concern here is whether Hezbollah and Iran will be in league. If Hezbollah is going to attack first, or Iran will attack at about the same time. Because if they go full tilt like that, that will overwhelm Israel's famed defense systems. You can expect an escalation from Israel. That's what everybody's trying to avoid.
The latest flashpoint in the war in Ukraine is now a region in southern Russia where Ukrainian forces pushed into last week. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Russians are evacuating the Kursk border region of Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky. He says the offensive is a response to Russia's constant shelling from the region. Ukrainian forces are believed to hold at least one Russian town that is home to an important natural gas transit station.
On the campaign trail, Vice President Harris matched Donald Trump, saying she supports eliminating federal taxes on tips, but with a difference, as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The difference in why the Culinary Workers Union's okay with what Harris is proposing is because she's saying, let's make this tip thing part of a plan that would also raise the minimum wage. And that is something that the Culinary Workers Union and other groups that represent service workers across the country has been saying should be raised.
A second murder trial in Colorado opening today in the case of a sheriff's deputy who shot and killed a man after a long standoff in his car. The deputy was convicted in April of reckless endangerment. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The prosecutors will have a chance to go back over their first trial, see which witnesses had the most impact, see what they can do to counter whatever the defense was presenting, and just hone their case a little bit more. I would expect the retrial to look a lot like the first trial, because it was only one juror that seemed not to go for conviction.
At the Weather Channel, meteorologist Jordan Steele is watching a system that's brewing in the Atlantic Ocean.
We have very warm waters all across the Caribbean. Of course, all the areas that this storm system is going to be heading is also going to be that fuel, the source it needs to help grow in strength. Not a ton of wind shear, which would allow it to get much larger. And then, of course, the overall timeline does this push this thing in and around Puerto Rico by the time we head into midweek.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 15 points, the S&P is up 22, and the NASDAQ is ahead 123. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, Kenosha, Racine, right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN radio. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Early this morning, smoke and flames were spotted coming from a house on Green Street near Romaine in Racine. No injuries were reported. In an unusual incident yesterday, a 52-year-old man in Racine was bitten by a groundhog and ended up holding the animal near State Street. Police were called to the scene, and a bystander eventually helped secure the groundhog in a suitcase. Kenosha County has retained its AAA bond rating from S&P Global Ratings. It's the fourth year straight for that rating. In Racine County financials, County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the proposed 0.5% sales tax would have half of that revenue earmarked for property tax relief. Public hearings on the sales tax proposal are scheduled for next month. An accident involving a squad car on West 3 Mile Road required a flight for life response last night. The driver of the vehicle that struck the squad was in and out of consciousness, and two people were injured. And a reminder that you can cast your ballots tomorrow to narrow down candidates for the Assembly, State Senate, and other local races. To find your polling place and to see what's on your ballot, visit myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high, you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Local news and time to assist right here at WRJN Sports 2. Dodgers are in Milwaukee tonight, 6:35 is a pregame show, and you'll hear it right here on WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Listen.
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, abided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary.
at Ball Harvey and the rest of the story coming up at 12:05. And if you're in a small business and you like to, say, be a backer, the Ball Harvey Show, we work with any budget, any. Keep that in mind as you listen at 12:05 to Paul Harvey and WRJN. Timeless is right here at WRJ, and Stevie Wonder there was Superstition. And this week is Elvis Memorial and Elvis Appreciation Week. We're just lumping it all together, Elvis Appreciation Week. And this week, you can win vinyl from Elvis. That's right, because I'm assuming that if you're all my age, you got record players, right? Or after this week, when you win an Elvis album, you are going to go out and get a record player. And today, the album is Elvis Golden Records. That means songs of his that hit gold status, like It's Now or Never, is on there. Good Luck Charm, Little Sister, Surrender, Are You Lonesome Tonight? And that's just a few of them in really great condition. And we'd like to thank Vinyl Vault Records in Waukesha for helping us with this. We just wanted to do something fun this week. So this is it. When you hear Elvis and Nancy Sinatra from the movie Speedway, and you hear a clip of Elvis talking, start dialing 262-634-WRJN. See, I got the number down now. I don't know. My mind went blank earlier. Sorry about that. 262-634-WRJN. We are going to take the first caller when I answer the phone. So if you get in, I don't pick up right away. Keep it going. Don't hang up. Keep it going. I will wait until the entire clip is over before I answer the phone. So when you hear Elvis and Nancy Sinatra from Speedway, you just be my first caller here at WRJN.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Here's a tip to make your next trip to a foreign destination more enjoyable. Try learning the language. It assists with discovering local spots to visit. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages. Try a little German, learn Japanese or Swedish. You get to prepare with Rosetta Stone. And right now, you can get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase and then learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me?
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
You sit here and listen to me. You're the most obstinate, stubborn, ornery, impossible girl I ever met. You just won't admit there's another side. My side. You know why? Because you're unreasonable. Sit still. You're argumentative, mulish, uncooperative, and unbelievable.
Oh, no. It could never work. We're complete opposites. You're wild, extravagant, and unreliable, and you're not the kind of man that I should fall in love with. And besides, we don't even like each other.
Oh?
Ah,
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Not too many artists as timeless as Elvis Presley. Congratulations to my winner, Christina. I'm not going to say her last name. I don't want to get her in trouble. But Christina, so I will just also mispronounce it as well, Christina. She is my winner today. Hardly anybody ever calls me. I'm always so lonely here at WRJN. And so now I realize that people do have our phone number and people do call in. When there's someone to win, which makes me so happy. We're going to do it again tomorrow. And tomorrow I'm going to take the fifth caller. So thank you to everyone that called again tomorrow when you hear the Elvis clip. And our Elvis clip tomorrow is going to be Elvis in Trouble, the movie Trouble. Elvis, the trouble with women, ladies, females, whatever. So anyway, that is tomorrow. You'll hear Elvis and you'll hear the iconic Carolyn Jones. Great, great artist. So Elvis, the vinyl, and it's just Elvis wearing like a Hawaiian, what do they call it, lei. I never want to say anything inappropriate on the air. And all of his greatest hits are on this album. It's a two album set. So that is yours to win tomorrow. Caller number 5 tomorrow. Just keep track of our phone number and win from WRJN. And as we remember Elvis this week, we now join the WRJN Radio News Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're learning more about the proposed sales tax for Racine County. A statement from Racine County Executive Thomas Roanhouse says the plan is in response to economic challenges. The proposal calls for a 0.5% sales tax with a commitment to allocate 51% of the revenue to property tax relief. There are public hearings about the proposal scheduled for next month. A Racine County barn was destroyed Saturday with no reports of harm or injuries. It happened near Schneider Lane and Academy Road in Rochester. Officials are currently investigating the cause. An accident involving a squad car and another vehicle needed Flight for Life to get involved. It happened last night at around 6:30 on West 3 Mile Road. The first reports indicate the driver of the car that hit the squad was in and out of consciousness, but was breathing. Racine County Sheriff's deputies and Raymond Fire and Rescue teams were on the scene. There were a total of 2 people injured. And with Todd Onstadt stepping down from the 65th Assembly District after a 12-year run, 2 other Democrats are stepping up. Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are vying for the nomination in a Kenosha district that now has about a 56% Democratic lean. Onstadt has endorsed DeSmit, while Flood emphasizes a platform of transparency and reform. The primary will determine who advances to challenge Republican Brian Gonzalez in November's general election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We'll put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees. WRJN.
Lewis, it's WRJN. That tune definitely always fills me with joy from Three Dog Night. This one, too, because this is sweet soul music.
Ooh, you like good music.
Yeah.
That's sweet soul music. Just on to this sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to a go. Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
And timelessness right here at WRJN. When a man loves a woman, Percy Sledge. And now you know the rest of the story. Paul Harvey is back, and that show, Rest of the Story plus Paul Harvey News, aired for either, I think it was 56 or 57 years here, WRJN, till his death anyway. So we have Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. You can hear it on Don Rosen's show at 7:45 or today, coming right up at 12:05. Also, you should learn how your business can be a sponsor. One of the most popular shows ever to air on this radio station. You can call us during business hours at 262-634-3311 if you wanted to be one of the sponsors of Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. And by the way, this radio station works with all budgets.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Mayer. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Mayer on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024, while supplies last. Limitations apply.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hermits, WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Heavy on the news. Sir J. Waddle's local news and Mike Clemens with sports coming up in the next 5 minutes.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promise. Like me, has he taken any time
to show?
We'll be right back.
who's your daddy, here is.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. Is the time of the season for
WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. I've done them before, but you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. On edge in the Middle East, Israel braces for possible strikes from Hezbollah and Iran over a